Psychology 101.
Good morning, students. Welcome to school. Remember, the thought of the day is...
It's time for the Jedi to end.
Welcome to Psychology 101, the study of the nerd and geek in their natural habitat. I'm Gary.
Rudy.
John.
Hey, guys. Today, we've got a little special treat. We're going to have... We're talking about The Last of the Jedi, and you know, with any movie...
It's Jedi.
Okay. Anyways, with any movie, you're not going to always have agreement, and we just happen to have two different opinions about the movie, and we're going to have a little debate, or you want to say it, or discussion.
Gary's going to do a viewer discretion as advice.
Yes.
I was going to tell you that, you know, it's sort of a disclaimer, you know, that everyone has different opinions, and that's good, right? Because it's not like... It's a dictatorship. I mean, it could, but it's not.
Aren't you called the governor?
That's true, too.
Aren't we the Knights?
Yeah, did we mess up?
You did.
Are we still the Knights to say, Neek! Just checking.
Okay.
As long as it's... That's our sponsor.
This is why we have structure.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
There you go. It's all good, man. Okay.
And so, so people act like that this is the first time that... You know, everybody starts, you know, arguing about, you know, when a Star Wars movie came, you know, comes out.
Right.
And they start, you know, bickering back and forth on what it should be and what the expectations are. But we do this every time a Star Wars movie comes out.
So what I told you was true from a certain point of view.
We did it with the prequels and what it should have been. And we all know that the prequels were, you know, not as good as they probably could have been.
Okay.
You know, and I say that very lightly, as if I'm walking on eggshells.
Lisa thinks that they were caca.
Yeah,
go.
Yeah, and the same thing with Force Awakens too. I mean, not everybody loved Force Awakens.
Sure.
Okay. Yes. The only problem that I had with that movie was that Rey, even though she has all this power, was never trained.
Sure.
You know, and I know people said, well, it's just a rehash of basically Star Wars and Empire and Jedi, and they just threw it all. But I think they were. J.J. Abrams was trying to do that to get the old school Star Wars fans back in.
Sure.
Yeah, you know? And then, well, when they discovered Anakin in Phantom Menace, there was reasons why he was good at pod racing, because he was using, you know...
He didn't know he had it.
He didn't know he had it, or he didn't know he was using it, but he can predict, you know, turns and what's going on around him.
Sure.
And people thought, like, oh, he's just a really good pilot.
And he was very good
with
his hands mechanically. He could kind of read and
He was using the Force, and he didn't even know it. So right. It could be, a, you know, using the Force without training, a sense of that, and to the point of, okay, you know, Rey can, you know, grab a lightsaber from, you know, 20 feet away.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is, and I was thinking about this, it doesn't matter if you could be Kobe Bryant. You still got to teach him how to play basketball.
Oh, right.
You can't just have raw talent. Now, you may...
Well, that's why they call it raw talent, because the talent's there.
It's not perfected
yet. No, but what
they're
talking about is you, when people are practicing together, you just surpass people because you have that raw talent.
Sure.
I think that's the problem that I had with Rey, and I was willing to overlook that until we got to the Return of the Jedi, or no, the Last Jedi, sorry. Then I got to the point where I was willing to still overlook it, and then it just, the movie got just too dumb.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
One thing I thought about too was, okay, it's sort of like this. You know, Snoke had said something about, I see raw power.
When I found you, I saw raw, untamed power.
And the thing is, I wonder, they said that a lot of people weren't using the Force. Because think about this. You had concentration. You had multiple people using it. Not that there's a, you know, limit or, you know, like on the internet, you have too many people using it. But the thing about it, it was sort of like not used. And in a way, and I could be wrong, but I was thinking maybe Rey kind of opened herself up to it, and she got like a lot of stuff at one time, and it freaked her out. And she was trying to, and then she had heard about some of the legends, like, I always heard the Jedi can do this. I wonder if I can do it. That's kind of what I was thinking of. She goes, try the mind control, because it freaked her out when she did. She goes, it actually works. And it's sort of like testing something out that you haven't done before, and you're going to screw it up. And I'm wondering, that's kind of what they're going for? Don't know.
Well, that, and there's the recognition of, you know, someone says like, hey, you're really good at something and you didn't even know about
right,
it. Exactly. But then when you start focusing and concentrating on it, it's like, wow, I really am good at that.
Oh, yeah.
Something inside me is awake.
Right.
My question is this.
Okay.
Oh wait, we got Ron.
Ron's gonna pop in.
Yeah, right. Ron's here.
They emphasize so much on the training of Jedis at a young age, and yet all of a sudden she has the power to harness all this.
I'm pointing at Ron because I totally agree with him 100%.
I'm saying this because I'm trying to understand that.
Sure. Well, the story is that, you know, they would get these kids that were force sensitive from the time that they were born, or, you know, a year old or whatever, bring them into the Jedi temple and then train them on from there. Well, you know, Anakin was really the kind of the first one of the first ones that, okay, we had a force sensitive kid that never had training. What the heck do we do with this? This is going to be dangerous.
Yeah.
But he still had to be trained.
No, but there's the act of, okay, so there was never like an experiment of, okay, instead of bringing these kids in from the time that they were infants, let's let them grow up and see, you know, how, you know, see if they can harness it themselves. There was never like a test or kind of a, I don't know, like an experiment of saying like, well, you know, maybe they can learn it on their own without, you know, without any training. There was never anything like that. So when, you know, Luke comes about and says really that and says that, you know, hey, you know, you are force sensitive, you have a bloodline, and then once he jumps into the Millennium Falcon, he's already doing the test with the lasers and predicting where the, you know, doing the deflection test.
But the problem
and that was no training as well. That's day one.
No, he was being trained by Ben Kenobi.
He did.
He was being trained by Ben Kenobi when that was happening.
Yeah, but this is like the first day.
It doesn't matter. You can still pick up a lightsaber and move it around. My point is you can't get that type of power or know how to use your mind that way without training. You have to have that training. And I've even seen it in MMA. I've seen it in jiu-jitsu. I've seen people who have a knack or an ability for it. But until they at least look at some videos and see how you're supposed to do this, and they get somebody to show them, oh, you need to fix this and tweak that, they may take off with it. I'm not saying that you can't, but you have to be trained. You can't just innately do it. Just like walking or talking. Somebody has to do that with you. There are kids that pick it up quickly.
True.
But you've got to be trained.
It seemed like Rey didn't have the mental capacity to deal with her life, let alone be a Jedi, and she had a lot of issues just like Anakin did.
But she did say that. She goes, I'm scared. I don't like this. And she ran from it because once she touched lightsaber, she's like, what the heck is going on? So it did freak her out. And then what did Kylo say? You need a teacher. What did Luke say? You need a teacher. Without a teacher, you're going to screw yourself up. And what was the other thing I was going to tell you? I can't remember. Oh, well, think about it. Remember what Wedge said about, no, not Wedge, Biggs. Remember Luke's friend Biggs?
Was it Biggs or Dak? No, Dax.
Biggs, his childhood friend, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He said,
Biggs Darklighter.
When they talked about, you know, I used to bullseye womp rats in my T-16 at home or whatever, he said, he goes, and they're not much bigger than whatever. He already had it.
Well,
and
yeah.
He had that ability.
It was the same thing as his dad, where he had that intuition that already, you know,
I was good.
Yeah, the basic, you know, kind of, not force projection, but, you know, force instincts.
Prediction.
Yeah, prediction and instincts.
Yeah.
I mean, he already had that without training too, and everybody thought like, oh, he's, you know, he's the best starfighter in the galaxy.
Right.
And he's only 16 years old.
And, you know, who's to say that Han Solo didn't have it too?
He didn't.
Well, he was good. Or maybe.
It
was Chewbacca.
You guys can't jump. You guys can't jump these. That was my problem with the movie. And Rudy and I were arguing about this
we had text wars.
Text wars yesterday.
Oh yeah,
and you know, that was my argument. Show. You can't just you have to. That's fine. You have to write this stuff into the script.
Right.
I was saying Gary's a writer. He knows you can't just have these.
You got to just open it. Well, there's a way to open it up.
Yes, and you have to do that. And they don't do
because
that
because the Force is this broad spectrum. I mean, it encapsulates and covers everything in the galaxy, so there's potential for anything to happen.
I need someone to show me my place in all this.
You have to have that open-mindedness you can do with the Force. There's not like, well, the Force is, you know, a line from A to B. The Force is not a line from A to B. The Force is a line from A, infinite.
No, but humans are limited. You still only have so much power that you can tap into.
Well, yeah, you can't be like Mr. Fantastic and be like, oh, the Force is going to stretch my
limbs.
That's
my point.
Yeah, there is ridiculous points, but that's...
And that's what I'm saying where this movie went.
Yeah, Pepe, you're being ridiculous.
My number two odd thing for myself is the loyalty with R2-D2. He's loyal. He's going to shut himself down for how many years? When he was off training, whatever, was he holding it? Was R2 and him just clinging by, you know, side by side together this whole time where this little robot's going to shut himself down for years? I'm just curious.
Well, they had a good relationship.
Yeah, but was he around when he was training the Jedis and everything? I'm curious about why.
The vision that that Rey had in Force Awakens showed Luke next to R2-D2, meaning that that he was there with the training, but there was kind of the connection of, you know, he was already at the rebel base, kind of in hibernation mode. I don't know. As far as the story goes, I don't know how R2 got from Luke to Leia.
He had to send him back something. Right?
Yeah, I don't know if it was like a care package or anything like that. I don't know. That's a good. I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, it's just one I wanted to know.
Yeah. Well, your inquiring minds want to know. Yeah.
I don't know, but you know what the great thing that Lucas did with the droids was that he made them into like humans. You're like, where's this relate? I mean, a robot wouldn't have a relationship with a human, but the way Lucas wrote them, you see that relationship between Luke and R2.
Hey, watch the language.
Oh, yeah. Really cool. And again, there's where you can go into that sort of...
Well, C-3PO, remember when he was... He's very he's very automatic when he gives, you know, his statistics and, mm-hmm. you know... And then when he was telling Leia the stats to survival out in Hoth, and, you know, he recognized that, you know, now was not really a good time to give everybody that information.
Yeah.
So, you know, so he kind of just kind of wobbles off and says, well, you know, I've known to have been wrong from time to time.
From time to time. You know, it's interesting that I had was talking with or actually listened to another podcast. Promo. But anyways,
what are you doing? You listen to our podcast and our past.
That's
our
it.
Podcast only. Okay, look, nice. You're either with us or against us.
Thank you, sir.
Only anyways, a Sith deals in absolutes.
Good ideas. Oh, okay, there you go. Anyways, what happened was they were talking about that in this galaxy.
You want to give them a plug? Go ahead. What podcast were you listening to?
Oh, it's a Rebel Force Radio. They're awesome. But you know what? They have some really great stuff they talk about, and very, you know, I like what they do. But anyways, they were talking about that
much clearer.
Universe.
It's clearer when you're talking to the mic.
Yes, there you go. In this universe, try using your mind. It's interesting.
3 inches away, not two.
Anyways, we're learning, people. Anyways, what happened was they said that a lot of those robots were treated pretty bad. The relationship with R2-D2, C-3PO was very special. And it tells you a lot and BB-8 too. So a lot of people treated them like second-class citizens, but... Seems like our heroes didn't do that. They treated them with a little more respect and treated them. But I don't know if they all had great relationships.
Well, I think there was a different mentality after the Clone Wars and the droid armies that they had.
Sure.
Because it kind of answered it too when we were in New Hope and they were going into the cantina bar.
Right. Yeah.
And they kicked the droids out. It's like your droids aren't allowed.
Yeah. Right.
And
they always say it.
Yeah, never really understood that. But then, you know, going back into...
A drunk robot is hard to handle.
Yeah. And going back into Phantom Menace, you know, we had the droid army. I could see how people, you know, thought differently about, you know, droids and...
Oh, that's true.
When you do that, that's a totally different...
It's that sort makes of a
like,
lot of sense.
It's sort of like in Aliens with, what's his name? When Ripley doesn't want to be around the android because the android turned on him in the first movie. And so she didn't want to...
There's trust full, issues. Mm-hmm.
Fool me twice.
It's racial issues, me. Right? In some mm-hmm. ways. Here I go. Wow.
Say it like George W.
Hmm?
How'd George W. say it? Never mind.
Okay, good.
Well, here's the thing, okay? Our debate was... I have so many points that are so...
Let's keep going. What's your next one?
No, that are so negative about this movie that we'll never get to it and we'll be here all day. So what I'm going to tell you guys is, if you're interested in hearing all the negativity that I have about this movie, and I'm a Star Wars fan...
Go to the dark side.
No.
Be careful not to choke on your aspirations.
No. Come to the light side. And I will, because there's just too many points that I can. We'd be
you
here
sure. Have another one?
I have lots of other points, ooh, but I don't want to. I don't want to go to get into it this because it's.
So gonna, you need a venting.
It's gonna. Yeah, it's gonna degenerate. You can go watch. Go read my porg.
Oh, nice porgs that were started. We started with porgs.
But I hope that would be the only negative thing in the movie.
Where can we read that at, John?
You can read that on God Among Geeks 316 or probably .com.
Plug
.com. So it'll probably be out at the end of the month. If you wanna go ahead and get on there and read all the negative things that I have to say about it, go ahead and do that because we're just not going to get to it today. And I don't want this podcast.
By the way, while we're here, that's we need to share real quick that we do a blog.
Yes, we've said that all the time, don't
right?
We?
Oh yeah,
yeah. What's our
blog? What is our blog?
Our blog is God. Well, we are God Among Geeks. And then our blog is posted on GodAmongGeeks316.com.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Or you can find us on Facebook.
Right. Yeah, we have a Facebook page, God Among Geeks Facebook page. We have Instagram. Yeah. We have Twitter. We're everywhere.
Have you missed all this?
Yes.
There'll be a commercial at the end, so hang tight. It's like the stuff after Marvel. All kinds of good things can pop up. Yeah. So, yeah, we get into some more detail. And I think, what else do you have coming up? You've got a couple pieces coming up too, right?
Yeah, I just finished a piece on a great movie called Wonder.
My son thought it's really good.
I kind of fell into that movie. Didn't know really what it was. It was it was kind of one of those things where you're standing in front of a movie theater and like, oh, I wonder what that's about. Look at a review. I was like, I wonder what Wonder's about. And it ended up becoming a really great movie. And there's a few Star Wars references, so... You know,
there you go.
Yeah, there's stuff for everybody.
Yeah.
It's based on a book, and the movie follows the book pretty closely because my son read the book. Oh,
good.
So
I like that. It looked really good just from the trailer. It looked really, really good. And then what else? You have another piece coming out too, right?
Yeah, I finished another one about Scourge the Executioner. Ooh, from Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Yeah, so it kind of went into... they followed really closely to Scourge's Last Dance comic.
Okay.
So, you know, what he did in Thor Ragnarok, you know, was really close to what the comic had told of his story. So
pretty good.
And then I've got probably Jumanji. I'm going to do a quick one on that. It was good. It was it wasn't as dark as the first Jumanji.
Oh.
It's a little more fun.
Yeah.
And lively, you know, good the
Avatar.
Yeah. So it's pretty good.
Cool.
But they got a lot of video game references, old school video game references. Yeah. So it's pretty good.
That's coming back too. That's gonna be like Ready Player One when it comes out.
Yeah,
good. And I have a couple more Star Wars. One of the pieces that it's fun. I think I do. There's one on Kylo and Rey. One about Kylo about Child in the Mask, about his role as trying to be a wannabe, and then one on nobody's make the best somebody. It's kind of like destiny finds you. Don't have to be special. And one that I'm really excited about, it's kind of fun, is I love the Millennium Falcon. I like that design, that ship, for some reason. I've always kind of loved it.
I do too.
Yeah.
Even though it's a clunker.
Oh, it's great. It's what inside.
It's that old Cadillac that's just kind of roaming around the galaxy.
Yeah, but I love when Luke says, we're going to fly in that piece of junk.
Exactly.
And we found out what parsecs are, right?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
3.26 light years in length is what a parsec is.
And that's
is.
The whole thing they're going to bring out in Han Solo. There's all kinds of good stuff coming out, too. Yeah, and I'm showing you a piece on that called They Hate That Ship. And there's a great line in Jedi that they're all like, because the Millennium Falcon's done some good damage to the Empire, man. I don't blame him.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
So I just want to ask you a quick question before we get off. Mm-hmm. Rudy, who's your favorite author?
Oh my gosh, people.
You know, it'd be between Cyndi Lauper's autobiography and then a local author named Gary.
Gary Avance, I think it is. It's French, Avance.
Avance.
Yes, Mr. Yeah. Gary Avance.
Oh, one of our first sponsors. Hello. So listen for a commercial at the end, people.
Oh, are you going to plug your book?
Why not?
Books, actually.
Well, I will tell you something, too, is we want to support this podcast, and we are trying to get help from sponsors. So I won't go into too much, but a purchase of that book will help to keep us on the air if you like what we do.
For all you millions of listeners out there.
That's right. It starts with just a few.
We have fans.
We do?
Yay.
Oh, well, it's take the S out of fans.
We have a fan.
Yeah.
It's Rudy's mom.
Yes.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Mom. Thanks for listening. We appreciate that.
And we love our viewers and everything else. So are we about ready to wrap it up, people?
Yes.
I have our fact.
Fact. Rudy's facts. Yep. Here we go.
So, since this is a Star Wars episode, I usually pull these from Instagram accounts. This one's from Star Wars Facts. It says, due to the relatively small budget in New Hope, they had to cut a lot of corners. And so the swinging scene from bridge to bridge
when
they're in the Death Star for Luke and Leia.
Yeah, and his sister kissed him.
Yeah, we'll go there.
So they couldn't afford stunt doubles for that scene. So Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher had to do it themselves.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you watch that scene,
that's really them.
That's them.
Nice.
Wow.
There you go. Awesome. Very fun. So it was real smooch too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's why they're so close.
And I want to thank Ron, the man in the chair, for getting out of the chair and being part of this podcast. Hey,
very good.
Thanks for jumping in, Ron.
Oh yeah.
Especially for my side. Thank you.
Dan, 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 dan. Well, as far as I know, I'm still Gary.
Is Rudy.
And I'm still John.
And class is now dismissed.
I was raised to fight. For the first time, I had something to fight for.
This is not going to go the way you think.